During this campaign period, you know that the respective political parties are given an opportunity by the Commission for a period of 3 months to sell their various manifestos to the electorate. But what we have witnessed in the past weeks are spats of violence in some selected of the country, and Lusaka, the capital, has not been spared. Last week on Friday, the Commission issued a statement to caution the political parties involved, and that's the Patriotic Front, which is the ruling party, and we also have the Opposition United Party for National Development. We did caution them to the fact that the Commission would not hesitate to invoke the Electoral Process Act and the Code of Conduct should the two political parties continue engaging in violent activities. Now, James, I need to quickly mention to you that we've got 16 political parties that have fielded presidential candidates. We are not hearing any violent activities from them. It's just the two political parties, the UPND and the Patriotic Front. Even after sending that caution to them on Friday, over the weekend, there were reports of violence which were confirmed by the Zambia police in the district court in Pulungu in northern Zambia, and the Commission had no option but to suspend the political party campaigns for these two political parties in order for them to be able to go back to the drawing board and rethink their campaign strategies. And probably if we see any change in the coming 14 days, we may lift the suspension. If they do not change, if they continue with violent activities, the Commission will take extra decisions as well as measures that might even end up in disqualification.
Patricia, what does the Commission say to those Zambians who are saying, why not postpone the election if you think there's violence? After all, they argue, what is an election without campaigns?
We totally understand, and that is why, by law, the Commission is compelled to provide 90 days or 3 months to allow the political parties to campaign. But also remember that the Commission is charged with a responsibility by the Constitution of the Republic of Zambia to discharge all electoral activities and campaigns inclusive. So if you have been given a platform as a political party to sell your manifesto, where we sit, we don't see it as an opportunity for you to go and wreak havoc in the community. People are living in fear because they're instilling that sense of fear in them. So why should you come back and say the Commission is not being fair when in the actual sense what you're doing is sowing violence? And we have said as a Commission, violence does put the credibility of any election result into question. And we do not want any electorate, anyone across the region or the globe to come back and say Zambia had violent campaigns preceding the elections and so the credibility of the election is questioned. We do not want that to happen.
You mentioned the ban in Lusaka and I think three other districts. The argument is that these are probably urban areas and they normally support the opposition UPND alliance. So what about the question that perhaps this ban may disadvantage the opposition?
We usually laugh at the Commission when we hear these strongholds. For us, as far as we are concerned, we don't see any stronghold for any political party. Remember, we are very independent, very impartial in the way we see things and in the way we do things. So when we are brought into conversations of this is an opposition stronghold, this is the ruling party stronghold, we do not condone that because all we see are electorate. In fact, if you are speaking about the presidential election, Zambia is the constituency. It's not Mpulungu, it's not Namwala, it's not Nakonde, it's not Lusaka, but the entire country that votes for the president. So we will not even speak to that because we don't even see it. What we have done, and it is on record, there have been violent activities that have been recorded in these districts. And as a control measure to safeguard the peace of the nation and the lives of the people, we've simply moved in accordance with the law. That gives us the mandate to regulate and handle all electoral-related issues. We've moved in to create sanity in the process.
Patricia, thank you very much again for talking with us on Daybreak Africa.
Thank you very much for having the Electoral Commission of Zambia, and we look forward to more interactions with you.